Republican Representative Fred Cox is a licensed architect who has dealt with building codes for the last 35 years. He says Utah has always adopted the newest code, which comes out every 3 years.
I believe that it's good for us to look at what is adopted nationwide. We can learn from building officials from all over the country. And in some cases, what we're not adopting are not just items that save homeowners money. Some of the code adoptions that we're not doing could actually save lives.
2 years ago, the Code Commission recommended the state adopt the 2009 code, which mainly requires buildings to be properly sealed and tested so they aren't leaking air. The state did so for commercial buildings, but not residential. So residential building codes now remain at 2006 levels. Cox's bill would adopt the 2009 code, but give the state the flexibility to amend it as it sees fit. But he says his legislation isn't getting a committee hearing because of opposition from home builders.
People are concerned that a house might cost a little bit more, but quite frankly, the new homeowners are already putting the additional insulation in there because there are rebates. So it's really not the cost.
He adds if Utah doesn't continue to adopt new codes, its standards will be different from the rest of the nation. Kevin Emerson with Utah Clean Energy says it makes sense that new homes should consume less energy than they need to. Emerson says a bipartisan poll conducted in January shows 76% of Utah voters want to see homes built to the updated standards, even if it does increase the cost. And he says that initial increase will be returned in the long run, even as early as the first year.
The new construction practices, the new 2009 version of the code, will save between 10 and 17% on energy costs. Because of the better practices. That translates directly into financial savings for the home buyer, even after the increased cost is taken into account of building the home to the new standards.
The bill has the support of several cities and counties across the state. Both the Salt Lake and Park City Home Builders Associations, Garbett Homes, and Rocky Mountain Power, among others, while the Home Builders Association of Utah, which didn't return a request for comment, opposes it. Cox says he'll likely have one more chance to move the bill into a committee where it will be debated. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Evans for Utah Public Radio.